God's land and God's spirit has always been in this land. We acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land we meet on this morning and their connections to this land. We honour their elders, past, present and emerging, and express our gratitude that we may share this land today. We express our sorrow at the cost of that sharing and our hope that we may move to a place of justice and partnership together. As we come to the end of NAIDOC week, let us remember all that implies. Here is a breathing space, a little oasis in the business and turmoil of life, a time to turn away from everything else and to turn to God. A time and place where God says to you, come. Come if you are weary. God invites you here now. God invites you to come with your burdens of home, of work, of community, and Jesus promises you, I will give you rest. God invites all who are weary to come with your burdens of illness and fear, hopelessness and despair. And Jesus, I will give you rest. God invites all who are weary to come with your burdens of grief and anger, prejudice and alienation. And Jesus promises, I will be with you. God in Jesus Christ invites all who are weary to just come, to lay down your burden, to find peace. Shall we pray? Holy God, be present in our hearts and our minds and our souls. Hold us close in the great communion of the saints as we tangle our lives around you in worship this morning. Amen. And let us, with a gladsome mind, stand and sing our praise to God. To be like you, loving, forgiving, compassionate, a person of truth and grace and hope and joy. But we know that time and again we have not been who you call us to be. we have let you down. Lord Jesus, forgive us and change us. You call us into community, but we neglect to invite others to join us in community with you. You include everyone, but we take it upon ourselves to decide who is in and who is out. Forgive us and change us, we pray. We know, O God, that we have not been the church or the people you call us to be. We take a moment to sit with God and to listen to what God says to you this morning as you share this prayer of confession. Lord Jesus, forgive us and change us, we pray, in the name of Christ. Amen. The great good news is that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That is God's own proof of his love for us. In Christ Jesus, our sins are forgiven. Thanks be to God. In a moment we're going to sing Forever. This is a newish song. I know that you've sung it four times. And before she left, I said to Rosemary, do you think we're ready to sing it? And she said yes. So let's see if she's right. Would you stand and let's sing together Forever. Forever God is faithful, forever God is faithful. Let's stand and affirm that.
Morning is from Matthew 11, verses 25 to 30. At that time Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And this being is here the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I think I will say to Rosemary when she gets back that your singing was beautiful this morning. Come to me, all you who labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, that's what Jesus said. Listen to this again. Take my yoke upon you and learn, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That whole image of yoke and burden is not an image of our time. It's not an image of our culture. It's not part of our first-hand experience, is it? In biblical times, oxen used to do farm work. They were fitted with a yoke, a wooden frame that joined two animals so that they could work together to plough a field or to pull a heavy load. Some yokes were custom made for a particular pair of animals so that they fitted perfectly, so that they were comfortable to wear, but so that they made it easy for two oxen to work in tandem. And that would have been the type of yoke that Jesus sent. A yoke that will be comfortable and light because it has been tailor-made by God to fit us perfectly. And any burden will be light when we learn from Jesus, when we go his way, when we cooperate with him, when we allow ourselves to be yoked to him, because when he shares our load, that lightens our burdens, the burdens that we would otherwise carry alone. Put your hand up if you have never heard that passage explained in a similar way before. Never heard. Because I've heard it explained that way so many times. It's a familiar concept. And so even though it is outside our first-hand experience, it makes sense to us, doesn't it? But the image of yoke was used in Jesus' time in another way. And that's what I want to explore with us to explore together this morning. Because this other way is another way that I believe helps us to hear what Jesus is saying. Rabbi was a title of respect given to teachers of the Torah, of the law of Moses. Most rabbis taught only the accepted interpretation. What they had learned, they passed on, and their disciples passed it on. But great rabbis interpreted the law with greater insight. They lived out and understood and interpreted the scriptures in a whole new way. A rabbi's unique interpretation of scripture, a great rabbi's unique interpretation of scripture, was called the rabbi's yoke of Torah, or scripture. In Jesus' time, it was a great honour to be chosen to follow a rabbi like that, to be his disciple. So when disciples followed a rabbi, they devoted their whole lives to this rabbi until they have learned his ways and his teaching. A disciple took on the yoke of the rabbi. It was as if the disciple of a rabbi was bound to him, like two oxen bound together, going wherever he went, obeying his teaching. A disciple who made that kind of commitment didn't just join you. A disciple wanted to be like the rabbi, wanted to do what the rabbi did. Jesus was a first century Jewish rabbi with first century Jewish disciples living in a first century Jewish world. When he said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light," that sounds very much as if this different kind of yoke that I just explained is what Jesus is talking about. Take my yoke upon you. Become my disciple. Follow me. Learn from me. Find out what I'm all about. Learn what I'm teaching. Become like me. Gentle, lowly. I am not like the self-important Pharisees, rabbis whose interpretation of the law were burdensome, who had expanded the law of Moses, the Ten Commandments, into 613 separate rules and laws that must be observed. No, Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. In Jesus' time, it was usual for rabbis to travel on foot from place to place with their disciples, teaching as they walked along, visiting local synagogues on the way to discuss the scriptures on the Sabbath. As a rabbi walked the hot, dusty, dirty roads of Palestine, his disciples followed behind, doing their best to keep up, to hear and see all that there was to hear and see. A disciple who kept close to the rabbi, really close to the rabbi, eager to learn from him, eager to become more and more like him, would have the dust stirred up by the rabbi's feet caked all over him at the end of the day. And so to be covered in the dust of the rabbi was a sign of faithful discipleship. Jesus chooses you and me to be his faithful disciples. He says to us, follow me. Just as he said it to his first disciples more than 2,000 years ago. And when we do, as faithful disciples, surely we want to get as close as we can to Jesus. We want to learn from him. We want to become more and more like him. We want to be covered in the dust of our rabbi, Jesus. So it won't look the same on us as it did in first century Palestine, will it? So what would it look like for 21st century disciples? What would it look like for you and me to be covered in the dust of Jesus? What is the fallout of staying as close as you can to Jesus? And how do we do that in our day and age? One way that you can keep close to Jesus is the way that you keep close to anyone. Important relationships in your life grow. Isn't it through communication, through sharing your lives, so that when you begin, so that you really begin to know and understand the other person. When we're talking about that kind of communication with Jesus, we're talking about prayer. So how do you get close to your Rabbi Jesus? Talk to Jesus. Talk to God. Pray. Share every part of your life, good and bad, with God and Jesus Christ in prayer. And listen to Jesus if you want to learn from him. Because listening, the part of prayer that all of us sometimes forget to do, is the most important part of prayer. If Jesus is your rabbi, then you will study what he teaches. Read the gospel. Study his interpretation of scripture. Find out what Jesus really said, because it isn't always what you thought he said. You need to go back to the source to have another look. And keep asking the question, as I read this, what does that mean for me in my life? What does it mean for you to love God with everything you've got and love others as if your life depended on it? Because Jesus says that encapsulates the whole of the law and the prophets. You are absolutely covered in the dust of Jesus whenever you do that. So if you're wondering, what would that look like? Let me give you an example. Don was 70 when I first met him. He was an elder in one of my congregations. There were homeless people sleeping under our church. Now Don is a retired electrician, so he went under the church to check some wiring, found these people, then he got talking to them. He started a bit of a conversation relationship with them. In time, there was a Sunday barbecue at the church. There was food and conversation. Don read the cross and the switchblade to them as a serial. A little bit, a chapter every week. And in turn, they shared their story. There was one woman who wanted to write down her story but didn't have anything to do that with. He got her, he made sure that he got her a computer so that she would be able to write her story to word process. He involved others in the congregation in this ministry, and a homeless ministry began. Don helped them to deal with bureaucracy. He offered them transport when they needed it, helped to find a home, furniture. In the end, we had a couple of containers on our property full of second-hand furniture and appliances, and there was a bit of an overflow into our church hall too. So that when somebody got housing, we were able to give them everything they needed to live in that, the government housing that was provided. One of the things that was very clear was that at Christmas time, when everyone else had family and friends, these people were very isolated. So Christmas for everyone began. And because Centrelink wasn't open over that period, we asked a Centrelink, and this person agreed, a Centrelink contact to be there to talk to them. It involved entertainment and special meals, and there was always conversation. Don dreamed of a drop-in centre. By the time I left, that had not happened. I don't know what's happened with that since. But he advocated for these homeless people with the city council, the police, the courts, with government agencies and government departments. 9 years later, when I left that congregation, not one of those 30 original homeless people were still on the street. Some sadly had died. Some had gone into rehab. Some had moved back to families in other places. I remember one time when Don drove a man from Mackay to Maryborough to be reunited with his sister so that he could go to live with her. Others moved into public and community housing. The homeless people that he helped called him Father Don. He is covered in the dust of Jesus, his rabbi. In a 21st century world, Jesus invites you to be his disciple. He invites you to follow him. He invites you to take on his yoke, his teaching. Just let me refresh your minds with what Jesus said about that. He said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbour as yourself. On these two commandments rest all the law and the prophets." All the law and the prophets. These have, in a nutshell, Jesus' interpretation of the scripture. Jesus' yoke. Not 613 rules that you must obey every day and don't infringe them because then you're in real trouble. But two commandments. Clear, straightforward. Jesus. Jesus invites you to learn from him, to seek to be like him, a person of love and compassion and truth, a person of forgiveness and peace and grace and joy and hope. My prayer for you is that you accept Jesus' invitation to take his yoke upon you, to follow him, to be his disciple. My prayer for you is that you follow so closely that you are always covered in the dust of your rabbi, Jesus. As the offering is received, we will sing "These Are My Visions." Our hopes, our fears, our sorrows, our dreams. Use all that we are to grow your kingdom. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Monday, quilt about 10 o'clock. Tuesday, Bible study, 9 a.m. Thursday, Touchstones, 1:30, and Mahjong at 10 o'clock on Friday. The Women's Fellowship and the Men's Lunch are on this week. Women's Fellowship is tomorrow at the One Table Cafe, the Churches of Christ. It's at 12:30. Could you please let me know afterwards if you would like to come and you haven't already done so, please. Friday, the men's lunch, and that's 12:15 because it's a busier day on Friday. And the one table again. And you need to let you and Perry know if you're coming to that. And his mobile and email are on the order of service, so please let Ewan know if you're coming. Music Lovers is Thursday week, the 20th. It's at 10 a.m. and it's the Rubicon Quartet of Woodwind Instruments, and they're really good, so please come along to that, $5, including the morning tea. And then on the 23rd, Sunday, 2 o'clock, is the Cool and Classic concert. So that should be really good. Box 5, it's 3 singers and a pianist and a celloist. So please tell all your friends, and if you want to buy single tickets, if you haven't got a season ticket, I'll have those for sale after the service. And we also need people to help on the day. And there's a sheet here that'll be at the back, over the side there, after the service. Need help setting up the usual things, setting up the hall and the kitchen, and of course all the cooking. All those who can donate something. There's the parking. There's the front of house with the tickets. Restoring the sanctuary and cleaning up the hall. Anything else too? So suggestions. So please put your name down if you can help in any way after the service. And we continue to pray for those in the congregation and their families who have been unwell. And please don't forget the Women's Refuge collections. Been collected this week, so we'll start a new collection now. Okay, thank you.
NAIDOC Week, whose theme is For Our Elders, concludes today. So this morning, let us pray. Gracious God, we give thanks for the care of country which Aboriginal people have shown over thousands of years. We rejoice that the wisdom of their elders concerning the use of fire is now being respected and adopted, so that in future our bushfires will be better managed. We pray too for all our older people, especially the lonely, the fearful and the homeless. And we give thanks for all who offer them care and support, whether as individuals or through organisations. We pray for all who are struggling to cope with cost of living increases, and give thanks for those who provide help through food banks and in other ways. We pray for those who are in any kind of need, for the sick, the sorrowful, and the bereaved. We pray for all who bring them comfort, care, and healing. And we give thanks for volunteers who provide human love and friendship, and for all those who enrich our daily lives. We remember with love those people for whom today we have a special care and ask your blessing upon them. We are alarmed when we hear so frequently of violent youth crime in our society. Help those in authority to find appropriate ways to deal with such problems, and endow with wisdom and integrity all leaders of our community so that the decisions they make are just. We pray too for our world, where so many people are suffering from humanitarian and economic crises, from climate change and armed conflict, praying especially for those in Yemen, Syria, Afghanistan, Ukraine, Venezuela and many African countries. And we give thanks for the United Nations and non-government agencies who work for peace and justice. Bless our congregation here in Kenmore at this time of change. Give wisdom to our council and to our presbytery to discern your will for our community. May your spirit be upon us all. Enfold us in your care. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Time for us to be sent forth by God's blessing. Let's stand at your aim and let's sing together. Doesn't just want to know what the rabbi knows. A disciple wants to be like the rabbi. A disciple wants to learn to do what the rabbi does. So go into the world as disciples of Jesus, to love and serve others in Jesus' name. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you until we meet here again, and then forevermore.
Amen.